What up? And welcome back to another episode of Gritty Knows Best, baby. That's right. That's right. Listen, we got our hands full today, okay? Because we not only have one, but we got two MILFs with us. So today is a great day. Starting off with the return. She was on a couple of months ago. She absolutely killed it. She Dom Mo. She is a chatterbait cam model and everybody's favorite Dom, Miss J.
Thank you.
It's great to have you back on.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
And you brought a friend with you today.
Who
is also a cam model. And yes. She goes by Dripping Wet Goddess. What's up?
Wow.
What an experience.
We talked a little bit before the show, and you're already cool in my book. You do spirit cards, and we're going to have a great time.
It'll be fab.
So you flew out to meet Miss J yesterday?
Yes, we're on MILF Mountain.
Oh, right. So I forgot you're on MILF Mountain.
Yesterday. No, the day before.
The day before.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It feels like yesterday, but it's been a whirlwind.
She took a red eye, and it was early Wednesday morning when I picked her up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So instantly got on cam pretty much, right?
I mean,
you were just like, do it.
As soon as you got there, you went on cam.
But for us, you have to understand, it takes forever to build it, you know,
Well, I mean, he knows because he has, like, set up the podcast and all that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
There's a lot of work that goes into it. I think I mentioned that last time.
Yeah. So how have the streams been going?
Good. We did two big ones yesterday. We just did a tiny one
this morning
just to shower and wash up, get ready for you.
Yeah.
You guys got a lot of energy.
A kitchen show, I believe.
Oh, you did a kitchen show?
MILF and Cookies, baby.
Oh, I should have tuned in for that. Are you doing another one of those?
It'll be later.
You're doing that later? All right, yeah. You let me know. You remind me. I'm showing up for that one.
I like
the kitchen ones. So you guys got a lot of energy because you did three already, and now you're doing the podcast. That's cool. So what is the farthest the shows have gone?
What do you mean?
What do you mean by furthest?
How high? Like, you have the tip menu and stuff, right? So what's the highest? I think what do they
tip
call
item?
It? Yeah, what's the highest tip item somebody spent?
So what are we charging?
Oh, that someone has tipped.
Yeah,
we've had several people tip 1,000 right back to back to back to back to back. Like one guy did last night, and 1,000 tokens.
It's a yeehaw on our book.
Equals $50.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what do you guys have
on? And then there were other tippers, but those were our big ones. Yeah. But we just have really done the two main shows. The shower show was just a peep.
The shower show too? I'm missing out. What the fuck? I'm over here working. I'm missing
where
out.
You are.
I know. We played on lots of different shows.
Yeah. So you guys did the shower show, the kitchen show. Anything else that I should be aware of?
An outdoor shower.
Okay.
Show. An outdoor at night on a cabana bed.
I can't wait for that because it's gonna be chill.
We're gonna do a double fuck machine
their
tokens. The fuck machine.
That's what I was asking with the tip menu.
The fuck machine
it's gonna be. Oh, that's gonna be.
That one's going to be probably more in a ticket show.
That's what I was asking with the tip menu because I know that it goes like the higher it goes. The wilder it gets. So how wild has the show's gone yet now? Like, what's the crazy thing you've done?
No, we're more in the teasing, getting them all amped up.
Oh, okay.
She's my first girl.
So. I'm the first girl she's been with, and I've only been with just a few. Mostly, like, with threesomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's what I was going to ask if you've been with a woman before.
We're doing the erotic tease with them and really learning each other. Ooh. And so we plan on doing some squirting together double ended dildo, the fuck scissoring. Machine at the same time, scissoring. Her man wants some scissoring.
I'm just like,
oh, so your man's watching at home.
Great dirty talkers. We did a scheduled private last night, and the dude literally lasted 2 minutes or less.
Wow.
And
he was like,
and I think he was embarrassed because, I mean, he's a great fan of mine, so I don't want to say anything bad about him. He didn't even say goodbye. He just clicked the camera off.
He didn't know what to do.
I think he was like, oh my God, I just came so much so fast. I can't even face him.
And we're being all dirty. I'm like, do it again. Come again. And he's like,
I have a rancid mouth, but she was rancid in this. Wow.
You look like more of the sweet one, so that's a surprise.
She is, but man, during this private, she went back
hell
wild.
Yeah, hell
on
yeah.
Me.
Well, so we're on the bed. Our legs are spread. It's
yeah, she can see
shit.
The dick that, you know, and that both of us, it was really cool because we were both masturbating and dirty talking and watching. Yeah.
We have a good chemistry when it comes to that, the sexuality side of it and the sensuality. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask how you two got hooked up together.
CB? She reached out to me on Chatterbait and we just started helping one another and getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And she started reading spirit cards for me. And then we just started personal talking and it just developed from there. Yeah. We just had a really good connection.
Yeah.
In fact, like when I went to pick her up at the airport, I was like, oh my God, I have never even met her in person. And when I saw her, I ran to her and it was like, I had known her forever.
Wow.
Yeah. So really, it's been really, not really good.
So it's hard for me to make girlfriends and it's hard.
Same.
And it's hard in this industry to allow yourself to tell people what you do because they're so judgmental. And that's something that we kind of wanted to touch on. If we could.
Really want to
talk,
on.
Talk away.
I'll let you start.
Okay.
Well, me, you know, it's the side of it that we're looked at as escorts, sluts, hoes, prostitutes. None of that happens. There's no real penetration with a real cock anywhere. In my world or in her world,
right?
When it comes to CB, we are entertainers and we do a damn good job of it. And we make people elated and happy when they're able to take their own sexuality and express it. And that's the beauty of it, in my opinion. It's like therapy, it's sexual therapy.
And it's not even, I know I told you this on the last one, it's not even about sex, it's that personal connection. Right. Otherwise, you would just go to Pornhub, right?
Exactly.
And so it's that personal connection.
Right.
And we are both former educators. Mm-hmm. We have high educations. So we want to like get it out there that a lot of these people that do webcamming never escort. Now there are some, I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah.
But a lot of us are just great moms, former teachers, very educated people who
life
just
experiences
know how to use their abilities and their intelligence
100%
to make money. And for me, I really like to be home by myself. And so that is great. And so it's just
your own boss.
Yeah. And we're our own boss. I mean, we have LLCs. Like, I think people judge it so wrongly, although we all watch certain types of porn, right?
Yeah,
we all have sex. But when we say, if we can even tell anyone that we're webcam models or OnlyFans, they just immediately go to, you do mainstream porn, you're a prostitute, you have sex with every man on the planet. And it's just simply not true for most.
Yeah.
The popular, the really good ones, it's just simply not true. And we just want to put that out there.
Yeah, we really want
Now, we are sexual. Don't get me wrong. We enjoy what we do. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just really want that stigma to come off.
Right.
And I know it's going to be a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's jealousy when people are like, oh, you do that? Well, yeah, bitch, if you could look like me and have the smarts, you'd do it too.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of people ask you that, like, oh, you do that?
Well, I've had an ex-boyfriend send letters to my entire family and to my entire community with my kids' pictures on it with me, telling that I do all that, put all my links. I've went through a lot of harassment.
A lot of harassment on your end.
And
for
lost friends. And
Mine's on the family. Yeah, mine's on the family side where I did a podcast with another guy and I had to take it down because it was affecting, you know, the family so much because they didn't understand what it is that I do because it's such a taboo thing. It's not a mainstream thing to do. And for us to be able to say, I'm freaking proud of being a cam model. Like whenever I can to a stranger, I like to just shock the shit out of them and say, I'm a cam model. I did it at the airport.
Because
the guy was going through my bag. He's like, do you have any weapons in there?
Just a couple dildos. Just a couple vibrators.
Well, he's like, I got dildo. And he's like, kind of, whoa, I'm not going to look in that pocket. And I'm like, I'm a kid, Molly. He's like, oh, that's why. Okay, I understand then. Try not to get too eye contact.
Yeah. And I'm getting more over that, you know, and just really just telling people, like, look, I'm a retired teacher. I have a master's degree. I've been a professional model.
No shame.
And this is what I do now because I'm using my brains and the rest of what God gave me. And it literally, I mean, it's kind of like teaching first grade sometimes. You're their nurse, you're their counselor, you're their friend, you're their mom. And then you're a sexual being too. Yeah. We really wanted to get that out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people will not agree, but we wanted to share that experience.
No, well, it's good you said that, because when you were on the show last time, I got a lot of good feedback, and that was a lot of the things I heard too, is that they were like, yeah, it did get very sexual. Obviously, you domed the shit out of Mo. We had a lot of fun, but they said it was great because it humanized you, and it humanized Chatterbait models, or just cam models in general, people in the adult industry. So you're right about that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's
great to hear that there were comments like
really
that.
Good. Yeah,
and you're right about the personality, because that's the one reason that I tune into your show every once in a while, is because you have the great personality. You're yelling at people, you're screaming at people, and you do a great job on the show of doing that too. So yeah, and it definitely, like you said, it definitely humanized you and other Chatterbait models, cam models. Yeah. So it's good that you it's good that you get that out there, because you're not one dimensional. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and yeah. So true.
Like, sometimes I feel like these guys that are fans, some, we have so many great ones, don't get me wrong.
We really do.
But some of them, like, literally, I think they think that we're naked and masturbating 24-7.
Right.
We don't go to the bathroom. We don't eat.
Listen.
Right. We don't have a house to take care of. We don't have kids to take care of.
Yeah. Right.
So it's kind of funny, that part. Because sometimes I feel that way.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And I also feel like when you are creating these platforms, you know, this is an entertainment industry. And when you're creating these platforms and having those connections, you know, you have the bossy, you have the principal, but she also has a soft side. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Our sensual is just out of control, the way our chemistry is with that. And I'm more of the soft side sensual, and I'm learning from her that more dominant, fucking get that shit done,
right.
You know,
yeah,
which I've
yeah,
never
yeah.
been like that.
I'm like, don't do that. You're giving
up too much. Right, right. She's like, no, you know, and I know my worth and I know the value. Mm-hmm. But when I first started watching Curvy Model MILF, and, mm-hmm. you know, it was like, to me, it was like, oh my God, she is just everywhere, awesome. just creating this energy.
It's
that
a
was
fun
so
show.
Intense.
It's a fun show.
Yeah. It's such a great show, and that's what a lot of guys want. You know, a lot of guys want that quickie, and some want the sensual. And that's kind of cool how we came together with that, mm-hmm. because we're creating this like really cool chemistry vibe when we're on cam together in these shows that you guys have to go check out, both of our rooms, as well as OnlyFans, because that's where we get more personal,
right.
Even more personal, because right, for sure. when we're in that room, we're doing tips, we want to be, you know, get it and keep it going. But then when we have that time with the OnlyFans, it's like, how's your day?
It's super one-on-one, and then there's more intimate videos, pictures.
I just have to say that for OnlyFans, because it's just, it's a different thing. It's a different vibe.
But it's not that live interaction.
Exactly.
So you build it, like on Chatterbait, and then you enhance it on the OnlyFans.
Yes.
Well, I think you're doing a good job of breaking the stigma, and I think you're going to do an even better job, especially Miss J, because I know that you have aspirations to do like a book and other things that have nothing to do with Chatterbait and live streaming and stuff. So we can't wait for that stuff, because it's only going to make your whole vibe.
I want to, even possibly do, you know, podcasts and the books, be a mentor, which I already sort of am, but like be a mentor to men about dating, about sex.
That's
also,
I need
just
a mentor.
Mentor
I need a mentor
other,
for sure.
Models.
Yeah.
I need a mentor because I'm lost. So you get, I'll
be your
first. I'll be your first client.
I'll be your life coach.
And then I'll raise your cards and make sure that path is good for you.
Make sure that I gave good advice.
Yeah, exactly. No, you do give good advice. It's just sometimes you're not. People aren't open to it on the other end. So you have to be. You have to be able to receive that.
Right.
In what I do, and so like when I watch her, I'm just like, She's so amazing.
It'll
honestly,
it'll be a good dynamic because I'm hard headed and you are a dom. So you could just smack the information into me and it'll be good. You could just smack it in my head because that's what I need.
I'm like, ow.
And then she has that softer side that kind of brings me down.
Yes.
Like calms me down a bit. But then I'm helping her bring that strength to be like, no, I'm not going to get ran over by you guys. Yeah. And you're going to, I know my worth.
Thank you. And
she's very good. She's very, very good to her people as well as I am, but I'm more like, let's go. Let's get this show going. This pussy ain't got back itself.
Where she'll sit
and be, you know, more calm and have conversations. And my kind of thought is, you know, we can have those conversations in a private or on OnlyFans, you know, say hi, say a compliment or whatever, and then let's get to back.
Yep,
in.
That's one of my favorite parts of the show when people are writing a lot of shit. You're like, why don't you put that shit with a tip, bitch? Because we're
that's
not gonna
the
read
only
all
way
that.
You do it.
That's
the
right.
Only way you do it.
So
yeah, every model that's listening to us right now,
yes,
you put that dirty shit in a tip note. You can be as dirty as you want, but they have to show that
put
respect.
It in a fucking
it's
tip.
$0.05.
So since you have that dynamic, are you doming her on the show? Is that a thing?
I mean, I wouldn't say that we've domed, but I've definitely taken like control, but then you've like just meshed and melted into that guide.
Yes.
For
sure.
I've been doing this longer than her. And so she has watched me apparently for a long time and learned from me and probably learned some things not to do.
Yeah.
What you do, like I remember watching people early on and then you just kind of take something and mesh it into you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we are planning a dom show. I'm glad you said that because I didn't mention that earlier. But I think we'll both dress up in dom, but everyone knows, you know, I'm going to be probably the boss bitch.
You're definitely going to be the boss bitch. I'm going to be able to understand what the dom does because I've never been in that role.
Right.
You know? And plus, I could do my naughty nita.
Yeah, she's great with voices, and she's really great with ASMR. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And that's really her forte, where mine is like, fuck it, let's go. You know, I'm the bossy, take shit. And, you know, some people like it, a lot do. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. They can kiss my ass and leave the room.
That's the thing. There's always another person out there. And everybody has somebody or something that they like about them or that platform or that room. Mm-hmm. And that's okay because there are hundreds of thousands of people.
Everyone has their own taste. CB. And my thing is I don't worry about the quantity of how many fans I have.
Yeah.
I want quality.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And that's what I learned from her as well. Watching everything that goes on in that room. I learned the tip note. You put that shit in a tip note
and respect. And like, even if someone's, you know, tipping me thousands and thousands of tokens, if they disrespect me in any way that I have already forewarned, I'll boot them out. Mm-hmm. I don't take that.
I've seen it many times.
So and I love that.
You said you've never been with a woman before, right? So what was it about Miss J that made you want to fly over there and experiment?
Really? What kind of question is that?
Well, I'm asking her. I want to know what she thinks.
It's the same universal answer.
Because you're you. That's it.
I'll let her answer, but
yeah, I want to hear her words. No.
Okay. I started doing a split screen with other models and helping them out quite a while ago. And I reached out to her about a year ago, and it was a difficult time in her life. And I understood that, and I just kind of waited to the side, you know. And we were talking about a split screen, and you're like, just come out here. I have.
And I kept saying, no, I don't have a split screen. I didn't want to do a split screen.
I'm like, that's the easiest thing we could do because, you know, I'm at Mount Olympus and she's at MILF Mountain. Mm-hmm. We're across the country, literally
from corner to corner.
And I'm like, you guys just do the split screen, you know, just like you're there and I'm here and we're having fun.
And I was adamant, no.
And we're getting naughty. But yeah, she was like, no, I don't want to do that. And so she was like, just come out. And I'm like,
really? I'm going to make it happen.
You were nervous?
And I got shit happen. And her man, he calls me Closet, because I don't know if you saw me do closet shows like a few years ago.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, so I used to do shows in the closet, and people just, for some reason, loved it. I have a big closet.
It's fantastic.
But
do you have videos?
Probably, yeah, I have one really good one. And so they would always watch me, but I didn't know it was her. And her man calls me Closet because he likes when I do a closet show. So we are going to do a closet show for him and everybody.
Wow, you guys got a full schedule. I want to take a nap.
I'm already exhausted.
I want to take a nap just thinking about it. Oh, my God.
This is a very taxing job mentally and especially physically.
Right. Well, you guys
like
are getting creative.
I told you on the last podcast, I taught first graders 80 hours a week. This is the hardest job I've ever had.
Same.
Well, the thing is, you guys are getting creative with it. You're not just sitting there. Like, that's what I said. I like what
don't
people like about
that?
Your show.
Bam. Yes. Don't you hate the ones that
just sitting
sit
there staring like this?
And they're definitely. And they get too.
Or they're on their phone. Yeah, I mean, it's like engage with the audience, you know? Like that's.
I'm like dancing around all over the place.
It's like that with Twitch or anything you do live. When we go on Instagram live, we're not just sitting there and looking at people. So, yeah, of course it's going to be mentally taxing. I mean, you guys got all this stuff planned.
Physically,
making me exhausted just thinking about it. I'm going to be exhausted watching it all. It's going to be fun. But it sounds like a lot of fun. So
it
I guess
is,
you're
yeah.
glad. I guess you're glad that you didn't do the split screen thing because now it's like way more than you expected. Way more than you bargained for, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we'll do this again.
Right.
I'd like to have her out to my place. And then, you know, we're like, maybe we can do this twice a year or something.
But most importantly is like the friendship that we've built. And then we have someone, like I said, it's hard to tell people what you do. They don't understand. They put the stigma on it. And so this has allowed me and her to have someone. I mean, we're only a year apart, year and 2 days to be exact. And
I'm older.
I'm younger. I'm glad you said that. It has just allowed us to bounce ideas off or express, you know, any kind of happiness, joys from the job or anything we're struggling with or like family issues that she's having, you know, about doing this job or anything like that. We're able to be support system. We're able to give each other ideas, receive ideas. I've told her on lots of things. No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
I mean, it's her room, but I just flat out just will say, yeah, that's great. Or no, don't do that.
I appreciate that. And that's something you don't get. You
and know? Then she's very good at like keeping up. Yeah. With like Chatterbait, the updates and the new stuff. And I'm like, I barely have time to turn on computer.
I'm with you. I don't do the technology. I'm with you on that. I don't even want to think about that stuff.
So, like, she's always, like, keeping me up to date on those type of things. So we really have a nice balance of helping one another because I have the more experience and I'm more bossy to help her be that aggressive on some things.
It's true.
And then she's very good about keeping in touch with all the latest info. And so it's been really great, along with just the friendship that's being built or has been built.
Right,
so you guys are making a great team.
And I don't know if you've seen us together on the cam, but our skin tones and everything is just
like,
it's fire.
It is. It's sexy.
It's sexy.
So, but you've been with girls before her, Miss J, right? Like how many girls
have
you been with before?
I have been with one girl a few times. Like when I was like 35, I just wanted to experience that. And so it was just a one-on-one thing. Neither one of us had been with a woman. So we really didn't know what we were doing.
Right.
Oh, it wasn't a camp thing.
And
then I've had like a few threesomes with a guy that I used to be a friends with benefits. But it's mostly like about him, not her, the girl and I doing anything. So, and it was her first time. And so, but it's been like very comfortable, comfortable,
you know, and like the sexuality, the point that you take it to, you know, that chemistry. I mean, like we were just like rubbing on each other and kissing each other, and it was just sensual. It wasn't like
not just banging, not just straight banging.
It was very. We're both like do the erotic. You know, I get hardcore on talking and all that, which she does too.
Yeah,
but we're wanting to play off that really sensual MILF and two MILFs together, and And it's good.
It's
natural.
It's very natural.
Right. So you're having a lot of fun. Since you guys have the connection, are you guys having fun off camera too, or is it all on camera?
Oh yeah, we got our nails done.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That kind of fun. I meant like ChatterBait fun.
Well, we can't disclose that kind of information, right. Gritty. Right. You know that.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was off the table. I didn't know that was off the table.
Put that in a tip note, Gritty. Okay.
He will tell you. Guaranteed.
I got a cash. I got a cash app you for that question.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping to send you some stuff that you can put together for a video.
Fabulous.
Like I said, I'll edit it. It's all good. You got
You're
it.
Like, please.
I'll edit it. I'm an editor. That's what I do. So
awesome.
That'll be fun.
We appreciate that.
That'll
for
be
sure.
fun. Yeah. So we heard how Miss J got into camming. What about you, DWG? How did you get into it?
Sensitive subject. No, I'm just kidding. I was a teacher. I was in a family that was very affluent. Part of a family for a very long time. And so I had all these skills when it came to home life, things like that, but there were things missing. And after my divorce, I was like, huh, this is interesting. What am I going to do? What do I want to do? You know what I mean? And so I didn't know anything about ChatterBait. Didn't know anything at all. And I just continued to do teaching online and things of that nature. I was helping out at, you know, schools and different things on the side. And it just wasn't fulfilling me. And when something doesn't fulfill you and you don't feel that passion, at least for me, it just drains me. And right. It creates negativity. And I'm a very positive person. And so I just thought maybe you sell my underwear.
That's a start.
I mean, I've never
that's underwear. A start.
Underwear, underwear. Hello,
that's a
sorry.
Start.
Exactly. Why? Just on cam. But like, I was missing something, honestly. Mm-hmm. And so I started trying this site that was, you know, sell your underwear kind of thing.
Can I interject here? Also, don't you think at this age is when we hit our sexual peak? Like, it's been like 4 or 5 years ago for me. And that's when you were talking about, or a couple of years ago you got into this, mm-hmm. You really get this confidence and then your sex drive for a woman is the ages, you know? So I just want to interject.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I was on, did you ever know about the app? It was called, I just forgot it now. No. This was a photography app.
No, I
wouldn't
know.
And it was around
for
a while, and I was on it. And it wasn't WhatsApp or anything like that, but it came out around then, and it was about photography. And so I like started taking pictures of myself and things, just trying to get that confidence back because I was going through this divorce.
Okay.
And I was contacted by a photographer, and the photographer said, hey, I'm going to be in your area. Can I take some pictures? And I was like, well, let me see your portfolio. And he wanted to pay me for it. And I was like, well, this is new. And I guess these pictures are really good that I'm doing these self pictures. And God, I got to remember the name of that. I will. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to drive me nuts. It was huge. And so I was trying to get the confidence because I didn't have that physical confidence at all. But I had other confidence, you know what I mean? Like I'm a go-getter, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And I'll just never forget it responding back and saying, sure, I think. and I was getting to know this guy. He was just passing through, and I did a nude photo shoot with him. And
this is news to me.
Yeah, this is all new because hello. And I did this nude photo shoot with him, and I saw my body in a different way that I'd never seen it before. And it gave me this inner confidence. You know what I mean?
Cool.
And so with the whole panty thing, I was like, I've got to do something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so when I found ChatterBait finally, it just fit. But I wasn't sure because I kept telling myself, I get to 20,000, I'll get a bio. I do these things, I get to these goals, and it will become more and more and more serious. And I was like, okay, So these things are going really good. You know, I'm getting followers. I'm getting, you know, great money. But I just was, I didn't have that full confidence. It took me almost a year to get naked on camera.
Okay.
She's gotten more naked here. She's really getting confidence because I just do it.
You got a lot ahead of you this with Miss J, I'm sure. You got a lot of that ahead of you.
But on camera, because if you think about it, you may have 700 people in your room, but think about being on for 3 hours, you've had 70,000 people in your room.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? So for me through that time, so for me, it was like this, oh my gosh, I'm a teacher. I can get in front of a class and do that, but I don't ever do it naked. So it took me a long time to get to that confidence. And when I had like this epiphany that I want to do this, this is something I love to do. I'm good at it. I started loving my body more.
Taking care of yourself better.
Taking care of myself better, things like that, which I've always been very healthy. I've been a healthy eater all my life. But I just felt like I could do it, you know, and what kind of platform do I want to create? Because that's what it's about. It's about the connections that you're having with the people in this venue, that they have to be vulnerable. And so do you. They can lie about it. It might be, you know, Sissy Sally might be not a sissy, you know, I don't know if you know what sissy means, but
like a cuck.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like these different terminologies, or it might be a woman who's in her basement and lonely. You just don't know. Right. But me, I'm me. And so me projecting just me, I need to find a platform to kind of help that. Because I can't just be me, the teacher, you know? So I had to really focus on that sexuality and what it is that I can do to create that fantasy even better. And so I started getting into it, started researching.
Hence, following me.
Yep. Found out that tip note was exactly what you need to do every time.
Oh, yeah. She'll tell you that.
And because you have to put your dirty in a tip note. It's so disrespectful for a guy to come in and do something that he's not.
It's not a free cam.
It's not free. Do you work free? No.
Right now. You know? Right now, yeah. But
I'll send you a dollar cash.
Don't say that. But yeah, so like understanding that and knowing all the possibilities that this particular profession holds, and it is a profession, but it's not. It's a sex industry. Okay. We are sex workers, but it's not sex work with actual sex.
Does that make sense? Or with right. people we don't choose.
Yeah.
Or with.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not getting arranged with a guy right. every week and, you know, then you just bang and leave. Right.
Like,
guy.
That's not me. That's right. not
no.
her.
Yeah. We've never accepted numbers from people and said, oh, no, we're going to go fuck real quick. You know, like,
right.
I mean, we get offered for
constantly
trips. Fucking for money and all that, and right. it's like I'm here virtually for you.
It's a virtual,
and I love the virtual. A little bit different between her and I with her finding herself and having to really get up the confidence. Yeah. I've always been confident, and I've always been in front of a camera because I was a model at a very young age, right. and then I've also played every sport and done. Beauty pageants and stuff. So for me, you know, it was just like, it was so natural for me to do it. And I mean, look at my body. I don't care. Like I was always that way.
Gorgeous.
Before I would just, people would be like, oh my gosh, you're going to change clothes right here. Yeah. I don't fucking care if anybody sees me. Like, good. They'll get a thrill, you know? That was before camming. Mm-hmm. So it was a natural thing for me where
she had to
build into it. Yeah. And right. I think being here with me, I'm not bragging, but
you
I am.
Brag.
I already see her opening up more
and very much.
And she had, like she said, she had kind of a problem showing her body some. Mm-hmm. Well, she's seen her body next to me. And I know she thinks that I have a good body and she's seen that she does too. And she looks fantastic.
Thank you.
And then I'm bringing out, you know, that because I'm just like say anything, do anything to anyone. And where she's more like, let's politically correct a bit. So and so it's been a nice combination. It's helped me. It's helped her. And we're having a good time. And we are. Yeah.
The dynamic sounds fun. And that's how it is on the show, too. When I was working, like, doing stuff before the podcast, I way more prefer it now that we have, like, a group of guys and they're all different. So I can relate a lot. So how long have you been doing it now? How long have you been camming now?
DWG, me? Yeah. 2 years.
2 years, okay. And you said you have a husband?
No.
Oh, a boyfriend.
No, I'm happily divorced from a very small penis man. Oh,
so he had a micro?
Humiliation is right up one of her alleys.
I fucking rock.
He had a micro penis?
A micro tiny.
Wow, so you had to suffer for a while with that then. You got out of there.
At first, she didn't feel shit.
You got out of there, huh? But you said you have a boyfriend now, right? So you, it was boyfriend, not husband. So did you date him before you did the camming or was it during the camming? Like, how did he feel when he found out that you were camming?
Anybody I have in my life personally, I'm so thankful for having them in my life personally. And that's a personal question.
Okay, I got you.
Protecting family. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, with the family.
Yeah. Shoot. But what I do say loudly and proudly is I am happily divorced from a very tiny
small penis man.
And she's happy right now with her life.
I'm happy with my life. It's beautiful.
Well, that's great to hear.
Very fortunate. Mm-hmm.
That's dope. In your Chatterbait bio, it says to ask about the hummingbird tattoo, right?
Yes.
So now I'm going to ask about the hummingbird tattoo. Do I need to send a tip for that, or can I ask that for free?
I'll let you get by.
Okay, I'll let you get back. Okay, so I'm a Nana, and this represents my grandbaby.
Oh, that's
and
sick.
My freedom. When I did get out of the relationship, my marriage of 24 years, I was with him for 24 years, and when I finally was able to look at myself and say, "Whoa, you're not empowered. You have no power. How are you going to go on with your life with having no power?" And it was a very important thing for me. This is a symbol of my Nana. And I'm a Nana. So I'm a NILF, which is a GILF. I call it a NILF because I always like to be unique and different. It's just my thing. And being a NILF is just to me, you know, it's a precious thing. My daughter has one on her left, above her left breast. We got them done at the same time. And the important thing is that they point into the heart. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And so to me, it was like a symbol of freedom. It was a symbol of change, new chapter. And it's one of those moments in your life that are so important that they carry through the rest of that journey. And I've been so fortunate.
That's sweet. And I
say it kind of like that on CB, and they're just like, "Oh, that was so cool."
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like, yeah.
You almost got a tear out of me just now. Almost.
Just like how I talk about, like, being a mother has been my greatest joy. It's the reason I was put on this earth. I have two amazing sons that I would die for. And a lot of the reason why I do this job as well is I was able to make my own schedule. And so anytime my boys needed me or school needed, you know, something, or I could go help with the school,
right?
Or kids sick, I had that capability because I'm the entrepreneur. I'm the boss. I can work any hours I want. I don't work ever any hours when my children are home. Well, one, I just sent off to college, Gritty.
Wow, congrats.
My heart broke. And my next son will graduate next year and go off to college. But for me, it gave me the freedom of being the mother that I wanted to be, because I always want to be there for my children.
And how cool is that? Because to interject on that as well, that is something that also is taken wrong with sex workers. Yeah. Because it's like, oh, you have kids, you can't be a sex worker. It's like, you would ever do it when they're in the home. Come on.
or ever involve them or
yeah, anything. it doesn't make any sense. But even on CB, there's a TO, it's called TOS, Terms of Service. There's no incest. There's no baby talk. There's, you know what I'm saying? It's not like we're like,
I would hope not.
You know,
but when I'm speaking of my children, I'm just expressing who I am, which is part of the chatterbait. You learn about the person. Yep. So they need to know that my heart bleeds being a mother.
Yeah.
That's nothing precedes that.
Big time for her.
For me.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And this has this job has allowed me not only to use the freedom. Skills that I have,
right,
but give that freedom and that time. Mm-hmm. That every kid deserves.
Right, because you can make your own schedule. So if you want to do it that day, fuck it. You got a ball game. I'll switch it to this day. Boom. You're good.
And I can, and I support them very well.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great. So DWG, what is, you've been doing it for 2 years. What's your favorite part of camming?
I'm going to say my favorite part of camming.
Oh, what?
My favorite part of camming is being able to develop into the mentor that Queen is. And I'm serious, because that's been something important to me, to be able to help and reach out to other models. My last podcast that I did, and unfortunately I had to take it down, it was fab. But the last one I did, I had so many models reach out to me because they were like, wow, I didn't know that. How do I do this? What's going on? And I wasn't able to convey what I'm conveying now with Miss J, but I feel like the universe works in a very beautiful way. And when they brought us together, that message will be out there for all of you aspiring cam models.
Yes.
Always believe in yourself and know your worth.
And know your worth, and know that this doesn't make you a bad person.
Never.
It doesn't make you a bad mother. No. We're highly educated women that have had teaching careers and you know, we're just normal people that happen to do this for work.
Right.
And we love it.
Yeah. And we put ourselves
and we're
in
proud
very,
of it.
Yeah, absolutely. We put ourselves in very vulnerable positions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're naked or halfway naked or showing something, and that's very vulnerable.
And there's a lot of trolls, you know, that say bad things. And
that can get to you. Sure. If you got a thin skin, forget about it.
Yeah.
So I really, you know, that needs to be out there, because the stigma is wrong.
It is.
And that stigma might be true for a few, but for the cameras that you're seeing that are the top and that you can tell that are doing it very professionally, these are highly educated people who know what they're doing and they enjoy it and they know how to turn a dollar from it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you told me before we got on the air that you do spirit cards, right, DWG?
I do.
How long have you been doing that? How'd you get into that? I love that.
That's fabulous.
It's amazing.
Okay, so I have to be careful what I say. I just have a natural gift. I've always had an empathic gift, but I've just been able to hone in on energies, on auras, things of that nature.
Right.
And that human connection that we talk about, even like on this level, sometimes those energies come through so strong that it affects what happens. And so when I was younger, when I was I was out of high school, I started messing with reflection cards and I really enjoyed them. And I was doing readings all the time for everybody and their reflections. And looking back on it, I wish I would have continued it because it was a very holistic thing. Cause I really enjoy that kind of thing. But I just kind of didn't, I went a different path and I'm happy I went the path I went for my children. However, and my grandson, however, I feel like having it in my life now is needed. And it's not just needed for me, it's needed for others.
She's helped me tremendously through it and others, many others.
Yeah.
She has multiple fans that do readings with her all the time.
And you do the readings on Chatterbait too?
No, just on my OnlyFans.
Okay. Yeah. Would you?
She did, and then now it's transferred.
Yes. Over. Yeah. Thank you for that. When I had contacted Miss J, we just brainstormed some things, and she had mentioned some things that she thought would be great in getting on OnlyFans. I had it previously, but I wasn't building the platform right. I really wasn't. I wasn't taking full advantage of it, and I was giving it away with just the Snapchat. Which, girls, listen to me on Snapchat.
Listen up. The advice right here.
Use it wisely.
Or don't use it.
Don't use it at all.
My advice is,
but I'm using mine now for Spirit.
That's different.
So the way that I'm building that platform right now is when you join the OnlyFans, you get an opportunity to get the Spirit Snap, which will just bring you inspiration every day. And if you want readings, you got it. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be something that I'm working on, because I think it's always important to look at yourself and say, okay, that's not working. What do I need to do? Because the definition of insanity is doing something over and over again and expecting different
results. And it's the same, right?
But it's all the same. You're still in that same pose. You're still, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you have to mix it up. And so having this now available for people, I can't believe how incredible the experience has been, and I want to continue it.
And she was doing it on her live shows.
Yes,
and I suggested to her, okay, so when you're doing this, no one else is going to tip for you to do the sexual things.
Yeah.
So take, because the other people don't even want to listen to somebody else's
they're like,
reading.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
And then half the time they wouldn't know what you were talking about. And so I suggested that she transfer that either to her OnlyFans or make a Spirit Snap.
Yeah.
And then that way, you know, she can direct them there if they want a reading, and then she can focus more on the sensual, sexual side.
Yes. Right.
Camming, which I suggested, so it would improve her earnings, her following.
It's more organized,
help
too.
Help her with organizing it. Right. In a correct way, because I learned through experience like that. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, everyone has to channel their OnlyFans or their Chatterbait rooms and their brand that fits them. That's what makes this unique.
Make it unique. So,
I give her suggestions and tell her to do stuff, not all of it's going to work for her that works for me and vice versa, but it's nice to bounce off. And then I do have more experience. So like it's really been great. And like I said, she does more experience on the digging into everything and getting how everything works. And then I'm like, oh yeah, tell me, cause I'm too lazy to do that.
I hear you on that.
I'm busy bossing people around.
That's what I feel the same way. So you're doing private readings on your OnlyFans, right?
Yes. No. So the way that I have it structured, because it's good to see the person.
Right.
So that's why I do the Spirit Snap, because it is a video call.
Oh, okay.
And that way I can see them.
Okay.
And there's that connection.
And then you put daily motivational spirit things like on the story. So they always have a daily. Yeah. And then if they want a personal reading, then they do it on a video chat. That's why it's called Spirit Snap.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, just a heads up. I mean, I don't know if you want to put your like Spirit Snaps or do any kind of card stuff on YouTube, because that's huge on YouTube. Like you should definitely get on that. And I know you said you do ASMR, right?
Yeah,
that's huge on YouTube too. So, you know, that's probably a good place for you to diversify and go there, because you can get paid.
You can't be sexual. Can you do NSFW, not safe for work, on YouTube?
I think you could, there's a line, you know, you can
not
go.
Not with monetized anymore, right?
You could do, like what I'm saying is you could skate around. If you language everything right, you could do it, you know, you could turn people
and
on.
And then direct them.
You could turn people on enough to go and get into your OnlyFans, you know? I've seen some wild stuff on YouTube.
So that's like teasers.
As long as it doesn't cross a certain boundary, you know, like you can.
You could definitely do that.
Yeah, so I think you should definitely get on that.
I'm gonna have to look into that.
Yeah,
I am.
And you have a store, right? I saw you have a store. You have like a store too. You have like a shop.
Yes, I have the MPB, because she had it, and I was like, I wonder what that's about. And guess who has one now? One of the top MILFs on CB.
Oh, yeah. Shit! Oh, they're whispering.
Yeah. She has her own. Replica pussy. I have a replica pussy if you want it.
Oh, you have a replica pussy,
it's
right.
Bank. I've got five sold, one's mine.
How do you even do that? How do you make a replica pussy? Like, do you have to mold it?
It's a company that makes the mold.
Duh, we mold it ourselves. That's what I tell everyone. I'm like,
no, we had this artist come in. And
that's what I always say. I'm like,
yeah, like, what's the process on that?
Well, it's hilarious because people really, really think. Yeah, people really think that it's, you know,
like legit. Like, okay, yeah, I got you.
It's marketing.
Right. So, I mean, it's there. It's there if you want to buy it. So why don't you plug it right now?
Yeah, and I get the plug part. I just am not confident in that company.
I dropped that.
Yeah, you dropped yours.
But I got to a certain level, Gritty, where my whole life was Curvy Model MILF, and I was losing my identity as myself.
Right.
And I had so many irons in the fire, but I knew I was at the popularity rate where I could cut some of that out. So I got rid of Minivids. I got rid of my porn boutique. I got rid of Twitter.
Oh, you had
I got
all that. Rid of okay.
Instagram. Mm-hmm. So, and then I was able to focus because they're going to find me. I don't need Instagram or Twitter anymore to advertise.
Right. Yeah. You did say that the last time that it's been working for you without all that stuff.
Right. And it worked. And I did it at the right time. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I felt like it was the right time where I could do it. Mm-hmm. And now I had all this time that I can focus on OnlyFans and focus on my cam shows. And I can also have me because I was losing me because I was always Curvy Model MILF.
Wow.
And that was very mentally. It was difficult. I mean, imagine that, like being two people, basically.
So how did you get that back? Like, what was the process with that?
Getting rid of all that additional stuff. And I only have OnlyFans and Chatterbait. And then, about in April, she turned me on to Sex Panther.
Oh, girl, Sex did it.
Yeah, boys and girls. Which is really
I never heard
great
of that.
Because it's not all that time consuming. And you can really multitask with it, and if you choose to do it, you can for that day. If you choose not to, you know, like
what is this? What's Sex Panther? I never
heard
of that.
It's just an additional.
You've never heard of Sex Panther?
No, I never heard of that.
It's really good. It's a place where you can do sexting, video calls, phone calls, okay. Exchange pictures, videos, and they have a safe and secure phone number for you and for the client. And it just works in a really great way for those. And there's a lot of people that don't want to be seen or they don't want to have an account on Chatterbait or OnlyFans, but they like that phone sex or they like just the sexting. And so that is a great place to do that.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. I never heard of that. That's wild.
It's private. And so like when they talk to us on Chatterbait, you know, there's a room full of people.
Right.
And so it's just a different form for different types of personalities. I think it's more for the personalities that either have a serious fetish or they just want that one-on-one interaction and they don't want to be seen, or maybe they do with a video call. I find for me, it's more of the sexting and me sending them pictures and me just sexting back and forth.
Yeah, it's like a virtual girlfriend kind of.
Right.
That's how I look at it. It's like a.
And I have a lot of repeat offenders, and you know,
exactly.
So.
Offenders.
So they could look you up on that Curvy Model MILF on Sex Panther. They could just type.
Yeah,
they could just type. They could just type it in, and then you two DWG. They could just type in.
And it's dripping wet goddess.
Dripping wet goddess.
So we're both on there. Yeah. Our links are on our Chatterbait for OnlyFans and Sex Panther.
Yep.
I'm sure that's a lot
of fun. And models. You can go into our rooms, go at the very bottom, and it will show Sex Panther model sign up. Do it.
And we'll help you get it set up.
You bet. Message us.
You know, we were talking about like spirits and stuff like that. Miss J, me and you might have a little bit of a spiritual connection, a little bit, because let me tell you that when I was on vacation, right, I was showing Stephanie, I don't know if you've seen her on the show, but I was showing Stephanie one of your Chatterbait things, because I was messing with a laptop. I was like, let me go on Chatterbait and let's see who's on. And you were on. And I was like, oh, look at, this is the Miss J. She was on the show, whatever. So we watched him for a minute. And then I was like, I got to email her and see what's up. Like, see how she's doing, whatever. And as soon as I got home, that's when you emailed me.
No
and I was like, yep.
Way.
I was like, no fucking way. I was just gonna email you and you hit me up first. Yeah, boom.
That is so cool. That's great.
And it happened with And it happened with a few people that week too. Like I would hit people up and they'd be like, I was just gonna hit you up, or they would hit me up first. So I don't know what's going on. I might have to start reading cards. You're gonna have to start training me because
I might have some
Probably around the time too that I had, when I had reached out to you and you did your spirit reading, because this was something that I was telling her she needs to do. Mm-hmm. She needs to take that extra step and get into podcasting, get into, you know, different mentoring things that she really wants to do. Whether it's dating advice, which is brilliant. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody comes into everybody's life for a reason.
Yes.
You know, we got you here. You're in the GKB family now. So, you know, we got you. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Well, I think that when we have that kind of a connection, a spiritual connection or whatever, whatever you want to define it as, you attract those people that you need.
Right.
And, or that need you.
Yeah. That you need or that need you. And when you have like that connection, you know, that's powerful. That's universal in my opinion.
Right.
In my belief.
I don't think we got into this on the last show with you, Miss J, but I know you sent me a picture of you with a fish when you got off, when we got off the air. I don't think we got into
shark
like
that I caught.
Oh yeah, the shark. There you go. I don't think we got into this last time, but what do you do when you're not camping? Like what are your hobbies and stuff?
Well, first and foremost, whatever my children's needs are, that's always first. Nice. One is a grown man now. He's going to college and graduated high school, in a very top, ranking. So proud mama. And my youngest is with his father this summer. So I really have like freedom to do things like this, collab. And I have two dogs that I adore.
Oh, do you?
I love any sporting event, watching, playing. I love the water. Surprisingly, there's some great water on Mouth Mountain. I love to paddleboard and fish. I love to lay out in the sun, obviously. I like anything outdoors. I have a new friend and we do a lot of hiking and biking.
Oh shit.
I do still do some modeling, like regular modeling on the side for certain photographers that I work with here.
Nice.
And for art galleries and stuff, I really enjoy that, but I'm kind of getting tired of posing for pictures. since I was 14, so
it's hard enough doing it like on the fly.
Yeah, but I love to read. I really just enjoy staying home. I love my house to be perfect. So I don't have a boyfriend or anything right now. I'm not dating.
I remember that on the last show you had said you were talking about that a little bit. And you said you were seeing a guy at the time, but
well, he's a friends with benefits. Right now he's kind of just with. So he needs to amp up the friends and the benefits because with
that's what you were saying last time.
Does me no good.
Yeah, that's what you were saying last time too. I don't know how many months ago it was, but you were saying that
he's hot and cold.
Still the same stuff.
He'll apologize and say, oh, I'll do better.
No,
and then he does better and then back to the other. So we talked last night.
You got to tell him stop sleeping on Miss J. He's sleeping on Miss J. You got to tell him.
All I can think about. So, and then I'm also just trying to, I've always had someone since I was in high school. I've always had a relationship. And for these past 2 years, I've just had this friends with benefit, the with mostly.
Stay have that.
And I need that because I've always had a man, but I'm super independent and I needed to fall back in love with me and get my shit straight. I don't know if I told you I was widowed the first marriage and then geographically widowed with the second one. And they were two amazing men. I've had two amazing husbands. So at this point, I feel like I'm just super blessed with that. And I need to focus on myself. And I'm really putting all my sexual energy into my fans, which has been really great.
Right. And DWG this week. So what do you do? So what do you? What are you?
Probably one of my biggest.
What are you doing when you're not on cam? What are you doing when you're not on cam? DWG. What do you like
me?
To do? Yeah. What do you like to do?
I love to camp. I'm definitely an outdoorsy girl. Mm-mm. So I love camping. I love hiking, things like that. The adventure's always out there, right? So one thing that I've been fortunate enough to do with someone I really care about is be able to build an overland vehicle. Do you know what an overland vehicle is?
No, never heard of that.
Okay. Well, he took me for a date to a junkyard.
Okay, that's
you have
that's
to understand.
That's unique.
The family that I had been with for so long.
Are you talking like a dune baggy?
That's what I was thinking. Like a
wait till you hear this.
Like an
is
ATV.
It like a dune baggy though. The
nope.
word you use.
Nope, no. Not at all.
And so he took me on this date, and you know, I've been very fortunate throughout my life. I've never wanted or needed anything, you know, in a sense of financially when I was in a, you know what I mean? Besides my own identity, like you're saying, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? In this marriage. And, I didn't have these kind of experiences. And so I was curious what this date was going to be like at the junkyard.
Yeah,
and
I'll be curious too.
I'd be like, what?
We're going to come back with some scraps.
Trust me, I was thinking that.
Did he say he's like, I want to take you out to a junkyard? Like, he explicitly was like, I'm taking you out at 17.
He's like, that's unique. I got
to
go.
Yeah. He's like, we need to, we're going to build this. Yeah. He's like, we're going to build this overland vehicle and it's going to be awesome. We're going to be able to go on any adventure we want off road.
It's a dune buggy then you're talking about.
It was a Jeep. It was a 1995 Grand Jeep Cherokee. And I put a snorkel on it. I put shocks on it. I tore out the entire front on this date of another Jeep so we could have a nicer inside. I had no idea that a car is put together with so many things that you can take out and make amazing.
This is like a Mad Max or like Death Races or something. You guys can go on like a fucking...
She's building cars, I guess.
Do you have a picture on your phone? Do you have a picture on your phone right now?
What's that?
Do you have a picture on your phone that you can show us?
Oh, I don't have a picture. But
that sounds.
And plus,
cool.
If I open my phone, you'd be like, "Oh my goodness, gracious, Great Balls Park."
We can edit. That. We can edit. We can edit stuff out. We can blur and edit. Damn, you got to see if you got a picture of that laying around. I would love to see that.
I'll look for a picture.
And I have his email. So.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'll get you one. But
yeah,
but it was so cool because like,
what a date. That sounds sick.
And just having that experience, that something I'd never done before, and building something that I have so much pride in. I mean,
creativity, I imagine.
Right? And I was underneath, you know, putting on the shocks, and he's directing me, telling me what to do, which is helpful for me because I want that hands-on learning. I don't want him just to say, that's what you do. And then I'm like, gosh, dang it. And so as I'm going through doing this and he shows me and then I do it, it was such a cool thing and such a cool experience and camping in it. I've camped in snow up to my thighs.
Sounds like hell.
We're trying to create one right now with a GX470 Lexus. And I'm like, we gotta have a snork.
Are you guys gonna put like rockets and guns on top in case of the apocalypse? You guys could just run around.
There's gonna be a hell of a lot of LEDs.
Okay, that sounds fun. You're gonna give somebody a seizure probably on the road, but other than that, that's
I think
be
she
fun.
Needs to go back where I'm from. This seems like redneck shit.
It's not at all. It's not.
Listen,
at all.
This
it's
sounds
awesome.
Fun. This sounds fun. I'm with you on that. I don't want to build
sound
it.
Fun.
I don't want to build
it. Why did we not do this in rural Missouri? Like,
I don't
want to
build it, but I'd take a ride in there. That sounds cool.
Yeah. So you lift it up so you can have ground clearance. You put bigger tires on it.
Well, that's for you the man to feel like they got.
No, it has nothing to do
with
that.
The big tires.
Yeah. But with overlanding, you literally can go anywhere and camp. You know, you're off grid. You have a solar unit. You have all the water, on your unit.
I like being on grid.
It's simple. It's simple and you get nature and it's not at a resort and it's not the bougie stuff. You know what I mean? It's like full on campfire. You're having your poor man dinners. I don't know if you know what those are.
Ramen noodles.
Like
that
beans?
Was college dinners.
Like pork and beans.
Nope. Poor man. You put all the goods inside aluminum foil. Freeze it, put it in the freezer, bring it camping, cook it on the fire, and you have a gourmet meal.
Wow. Miss J, are you into this? Are you down with this stuff? You want to go camping like that? Yeah.
Well, I grew up in the country. I've done everything country there is. I'm country core to the soul. But if I'm going to go camping, it's going to probably be at the Hyatt now.
You're going to go glamping. You're going to go glamping.
No.
She'll glamp.
Yeah. I'm
a glamper.
My whole life. My family, I have a huge family, a huge sports family, and a million cousins. And we always camped and had sporting events. And I love camping. I love the outdoors. I'm very country, but I'm very bougie as well. I can play both, but to the core of my heart, I'm a country girl.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm a glamper. I want to be in a hotel. I want every Wi-Fi.
When I was a kid, fun. Yeah, no.
I'll take that vehicle.
I mean, I love doing things outside, but I ain't gonna stay the night and get sticky. And
I'll take that vehicle around the block and go right home. I'm not going into any treacherous trails or anything like that. I don't like that. I need a fridge.
I like that. I think what I'm gonna do next, Gritty, maybe you'll have to have it on video. I'm going to go skydiving.
Send us that. Send us you skydiving.
Yeah, I haven't got it all planned, but
I love
you know.
That she's doing that, but there's no way in hell I'd ever do it. I'm terrified of heights.
You're not going to do skydiving?
I have another friend who I do all my outdoorsy stuff with, and her and I are cooking this up.
I think you need to do it.
You guys have fun. You guys have fun with that. I'll be, like I said, in the hotel with room service. Yeah, I'll be watching from the hotel. So what do you guys got planned besides? You said you're going to be there till Monday. So are you guys going to be doing anything, going on some outings? You guys have been having fun doing some other things besides the camming?
We hope so, but the camming is taking a lot of time.
I bet.
And we want to utilize that time. And also just like doing the things for our OnlyFans platforms.
Content
takes a lot of time. The setup takes an immense amount of time, just setting up everything, the room,
right, angles,
the
chip menu.
This is a work trip.
The different rooms, because we're camping all over my house and outside.
So this is solely a work trip. Maybe next time you guys
will
be
doing it. Not a lot of time, probably, but we're going to try at least to hit the beach and MILF Mountain a little bit.
There you go. Get some of that MILF Mountain water. You got to send me some of that in a bottle. I got to taste MILF Mountain water. I don't know what that is.
Fire. It's like Mountain Dew, baby. Sweet.
Okay. All right. I like that. Well, we can't leave here without some MILF advice, because you did say you like to give advice, and you did give some advice on the last show, so we can't leave here uneducated. Do you have any advice you want to give Miss J and DWG straight from the MILFs?
First, because you are the
I'm giving advice to men.
You said I think last time we did sex advice, so why don't we let's give a little bit of dating advice, because you mentioned that.
Nice.
You have any gems you want? Any free game?
Did you not hear my friends with benefits story? The with part.
Well, you said you wanted. You said you wanted to give dating. You said you wanted to give dating advice, so I was giving you.
Well, first of all, be a fucking gentleman and learn some chivalry. That shit needs to come back, because I come from a place where that's how a woman is treated. And MILF Mountain, although I run it, I deal with some jackasses.
Really?
Grow up, get your shit together, get your education, get your career, and act like a man. Have a fucking conversation. Open the fucking door. And then check on them. And if you don't like them again, don't be a pussy and ghost out. Fucking have a grown-up conversation.
Right.
And say the word fuck.
I've done that. I can't lie. I've done that.
Add that to your lexicon, please.
And he knows I say F like it.
You can say as many F-bombs as you want. You can say all.
Yeah, no, fuck yeah. I say it all the time.
Drop a nuke. It's fine.
I mean, I'll tell you a story. I may have told it last time. I typically, when I walk up to a storefront, there's more than one man getting ready to open it or running to get open it. I walked up to a storefront, and there was a young man, 20s, and literally just stood there. And so I stopped and gave him the look like, do you see me? Open the fucking door. And I didn't say anything. And I mean, I'm sure I gave a flip of a hair and a roll eye. And then when I came out, I looked at him and I said, listen, when you see a woman coming up to the door or an elderly person, you fucking open the door. I said, be a man. And he opened the door.
Oh, he obliged.
Learned. It took him a minute.
Yeah, I do those lessons. You've heard me do the lessons on my cam show. Like, and they need it. Yeah, they need it. Do.
So you've run into a lot of guys like this where you live that are not chivalrous.
Yeah, it's not the country where I live there? In. It's the city.
What's going on over there in Milf Mountain? You need to do a class. You need to set up a fucking class in like a gym.
One of my books is going to be Man Camp 101.
There you go. Looking forward to that.
That's my first book.
Anything you want to say, DWG? Any advice you want to throw out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's hear it.
I think one of the most important things, because I know a lot of models are going to listen to this, is believe in yourself. Know your value. And I say it again and again to girls who reach out to me. Just know what your superpower is. We have so many different superpowers, and it's not just our body. We're brainy. We're smart.
And,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think that one of the biggest advices for the models is going to go toward that. Now, as far as I call them worshipers, some call them pervs, some call them users, whatever. I call them worshipers. One of the things that the worshipers need to know is your dick size does not equal who you are in life.
Period. In fact, we hate big dick. Yeah. We like average.
It's just, to me, you coming into my room and worrying about what your cock looks like and me looking at that and giving you validation, you need more. You need more than just the validation of the size of your penis.
That goes back to when I asked Mo, when the fuck did you start measuring your cock?
No, that was, you didn't ask Mo, you asked me. Yeah, you asked me. No, you asked me. It was me, not Mo. Mo has never measured his cock. I measure my cock. But it wasn't like, it wasn't, it wasn't like the week before that. It was like years before that. I haven't done that.
I know, but still.
Like, I was just curious.
I don't get out every day. Oh, damn, my tits are double D's today. Fuck yeah.
Listen. No, we don't go into someone's room and say, would you rate my pussy?
Yeah, would you look at my tits and tell me how good they are? Bitch, I know how good they are. Why are you asking me what your dick looks like?
I was just curious, so I took the ruler out. It was one time, and I always remembered it. And you know what?
Only one time, and
last time a chick asked me, I had an answer. She was like, "How big is that?" I gave her the exact answer, and that was
okay.
It.
What is it?
But if you were an adult and you measured one time's all needed.
That's what I'm saying. I only did it once. I don't do it once a week. It shit ain't gonna shrink or grow. The fuck?
No, it will grow.
Now my chick will
just wait.
It if grows.
Same thing, time of the month or whatever for us.
Well, I'm not worrying about it growing, but how do I stop it from shrinking? I don't want that.
Well, you never put it in a cage.
Okay. I have seen that, and I don't have any aspirations to put my dick. What is that?
Chastity, cuckold.
Do you guys do that with guys?
I've never, because it's just my platform.
Role play that.
Yeah,
because I'm dominant as fuck. So, yeah.
So, have you seen a guy with his dick in a cage?
Keep your little fucking cock in that chastity belt, because you're not worthy of fucking anyone. You with that tiny fucking dick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go fuck this guy while you sit in the corner with that on, and you'll take it off when I tell you to.
Well, we're going to clip that for anybody with a meat shaming fetish, because you just got some good action right there. I'm not into that, but
she's got 500 new followers.
Yeah, you got some tiny meat.
There are guys.
Yeah, that was good.
Worry about that FICO score. Don't worry
about the credit score.
Worry about the credit score. Have your shit together. Don't worry about that cock anything when it comes to. And I get it. Guys, you know, they need that kind of validation in different ways. I think it's crazy when guys want to be blackmailed, or when guys want to be
mutilate themselves,
mutilated, or things that. And they do. It's a sexual site. So, of course, we have to entertain that. Like she just did.
But there are certain things we don't do.
Yeah, but there's certain things that, you know,
crosses the line for us.
Yeah, yeah. Like the role play thing, great. The step this, step that. But it's never the real incestual. That is wrong. And the thing about chatterbait, and I hope I don't say something.
I offend them all the time.
Okay, well, this is the thing with chatterbait.
Yeah, offend people. It's fun.
anyone can be in your room and they can be any age, right? All of the nons, we have no idea how old they are. Why do we even have a nons? I think it's because it creates that
to them
that traffic, you know, for more people. It looks like there's 700 people in the room when actually there are 500 anons. Mm-hmm. It could be 14-year-olds. Right.
I'm going to piggyback on the original question of advice. You know, I was saying, like, don't ghost, like, be a man, communicate. Yes. Communication is so key because my, with friends with benefits, I believe he feels I want more than what I do.
Yeah.
I just want a little bit more time, a little bit more attention. I don't want to date him. I don't ever want to live with a guy. I don't want to get, I'm not looking at Bride magazine.
You don't want to get married.
But he has walls up. I know he likes me, but I think, and he won't ever communicate very well with me. So I can express what I would like this to be. And I think that we're on the same page, but he won't communicate with me. He shuts down.
Right.
And, so, and if he would communicate, we could work out something beautiful that would work for both of our lives.
Right. And back on that communication, communicate with your wife and your significant other if you have something sexual. And I get that we get to be that person for them and help them with that sexuality and that experience. But also, sometimes, and some guys can do it and some guys can't. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, the kind of advice is not like, this is what you have to do. It's just the truth of the matter. You know, some people feel so guilty doing it behind someone's back, you know, versus saying, look, I need more in this relationship sexually, or I need, and that's why they're going to chatterbait, because their wives are frigid.
Yeah. And more dating advice is just like, be upfront. If you're just looking for a fun date and a possible fuck, let me know that.
Yeah.
And then I can choose.
Yeah.
If you're truly looking for a real relationship, be upfront about that. If you're looking for something just like good friends with benefits, be upfront with that. That way both people know, and you're not going to waste any time, and you're not going to hurt someone's feelings because, oh yeah, I want a relationship. And then you fuck them and ghost them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just be real. Don't be pussies. Yeah. Fucking talk. I mean, we women are getting so much more independent and vocal, and the men are becoming more, I'll just say it, pussies. Say it. And speak up, you know, don't be that way. Don't be the dickhead that goes and fucks and ghosts someone. Either tell them
behind your back
or tell,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck that.
Break up before you do that, or get permission, or have her pull up a chair and watch, you know?
Bam. I love that one.
Yeah, you talked to, I think you talked to Mo, you know, Mo talked about watching you, I think, with his girlfriend, so.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten an update on that.
Couples that do that, and if they're agreeable, and that's something that they agree that is good and fine with their relationship, I think every relationship can be defined in however works for both people. But there has to be transparency, and there has to be honesty.
100%.
Now, I know Miss J does role play videos, and I know you do role play, but you do that too, DWG. You do role play stuff.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to ask this to both of you. What is your favorite thing to role play?
Boss bitch, baby. J-O-I.
I don't know if that's really a role play. I think that's just, that's it. Like, that's you. Exactly.
Nature.
You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
That's 24/7, Kirby Model Mills, or whoever I am.
You said you've done like a giant one too, right? Like, I remember you said that in the last one. I was like, well, I never even heard of that.
An enjoyable one for me. It was easy.
I've never heard of that
one. The giant fetish. I like the foot. Really cool. I like the foot fetish. Just because my feet are really pretty. Mm-hmm. And also
show my, feet
my with guy, he turned me on to, like, I never met a guy in real life that liked it. And he like will rub my feet. He'll get so turned on when I arch my feet, suck my toes.
Wow.
And the enjoyment I see him getting out of it turns me on.
Boom. What about you, DWG? What do you like to do? What's your favorite role play?
I'm a pleaser. So you get into that private and you tell me what you want, it happens. Unless it's against unless it's against TOS.
Yeah, your...
Now, and what I'm going to say on the TOS for terms of service is like, there's no scat and stupid shit like that.
Well, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
it's even disgusting. If it was.
I don't see you guys doing scat.
What I'm saying is like, you know, your girlfriend's in the other room is a very common one, and you need to get off, or you're next to your wife and he's watching me and he needs to get off, you know? So again, it goes back to that connection with your partner and being honest. And it's funny because like you'll do the role play thing. Stepmom's huge for me.
Oh, that's a big one.
I'll do the stepmom.
I like stepmom. I'm a big stepmom fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're going to have two sexy stepmoms in the kitchen.
Oh, I got two?
We haven't decided what we're going to be. Us. Where are your stepmoms?
Oh, I just came in for a sandwich.
Well, if I get more than you,
a milk sandwich.
Pretty fucking
yeah, yeah, I came in for a stepmom sandwich.
I love it. We need to put that on the menu. Right? Put the cock right between our boobs. Yeah.
There you go.
That. But yeah, so that is good. Like the role play, because you're also psychologically being able to experience it without going and doing it.
Right.
So for the guys who come in and do privates with me, that's a big one.
Yeah. And it lets them do a fantasy that they really wouldn't do in real life because exactly. One, it's wrong or two, taboo. It's,
yeah,
they
taboo,
don't have the nerve
like
to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Just, you know, just listen to them.
Yeah.
Do it if it's something you agree with.
So remind everybody, because you talked about all the shows you were going to do, or a lot of the shows. Remind everybody what shows are coming up and where they can watch them again.
Today, we're going to do a Milf and Cookies kitchen show.
That's right, I'm showing up
for
that.
Which kitchen shows used to be very popular for me. I used to do them a lot. I just kind of veered off of it, but I get on the counter and fuck and squirt and like... while I'm doing the dishes in my mama dress. and then we're going to dress up in Dom for a show. We're going to do a shower show outside, more shower shows inside. We've done shows here on my bed.
We have our fuck machine show.
Oh, the we'll fuck machine.
Big fuck machine show. Is that like the climax? That's the big.
Going in us.
What was that?
Is that like the big? That's like the biggest show that you guys got coming up. That's like the grand finale.
You know,
the fuck
you
machine.
You just don't know what is going to be huge or not.
Depends on the guys.
Okay.
All right, we did a lingerie pillow talk show last night, and it was very popular.
I'm sure you were good at that. You're good at ASMR.
We were very like sensual, and we had matching lingerie, and they were very contrasting colors, and then our skin color contrast, and we were just like wrapped up and just doing very sensual things. And they turned me on, so I had to turn them on.
We should show them on the bed real quick.
I'll send him some of those pictures that we took.
I know, it's just because it's a podcast. I like to push limits. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, push the limits all you want on this show. We don't got any, we don't have many limits here.
It's You're just good. About us. You know what I'm saying? It's about us and giving that vibe out.
Yeah, it's about the vibe.
It creates that fantasy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Love it.
So, Ms. J.
And when we see the guys like,
interacting
positively and tipping
sexy.
Like it is such tip it's notes. Like that what I told you, the atta girl, you know, just like if a girl's sucking your dick and you're just like
you're not
making any noises, you're not telling her, oh,
you're
fuck
like
yeah,
stone wall.
I mean,
like
this is the same thing on cam. Yes. If we're not hearing anything or getting good feedback or getting tipped, it's kind of like,
oh shit,
I guess
doing it right?
We aren't good.
Yeah.
So give us those atta girls, which is tip.
You need the accolade.
It's the same thing with having sex, you know, just like I said, what if the girl just laid there like a corpse? You're not going to think you're really pleasing her, and you're not going to get enjoyment off of it. So everybody give everybody a lot of atta girls, atta boys, and the sex is phenomenal.
There you go. So, Miss J, do you have anything else you want to say and give everybody your plugs where they can find you?
I just want to say thank you for having me here.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for all of my fans and letting me be me. And
that's a big one.
And you know, those that don't like me, I'm sorry for you. Sam. I'm sorry for you, but I'm not for everyone. I'm a hard person to handle. But I do appreciate everyone. I appreciate people like DWG and the empowering that she's giving. And find me on Chatterbait, Curvy Model MILF. I go by Miss J, Queen, or Curvy. Don't call me anything else, especially biatch. I'll call myself that. And then OnlyFans is Miss J, Queen. And that's where you can find me, sass and ass and all.
Love it.
DWG, what do you got?
What I got is a lot.
Well, let's hear it.
direct to that patient. Go to all the links.
All right. So I'm on CB, Dripping Wet Goddess. I am, of course, OnlyFans, Dripping Wet Goddess. And Twitter, it's good for advertising for, you know, future models who watch this. But don't give away anything free. That's all I'm saying. Okay, don't give a free, make it advertising only. And that's Goddess Dripping, because I don't know why they didn't do Dripping My Goddess. It just pissed me off. So I feel you on the Miss J. So yeah, but make sure you go onto my page, check out all the links I have. There's also tons of content there that you can purchase or be part of a fan club and get free access.
Most importantly, go to our links, sign up. And $10.99, yes. Get 100 tokens. Boom. So you can actually talk and play.
Good.
Don't be
point.
That hidden gray or anonymous pussy that's watching and getting a free show.
Speak
you don't
up.
Get into the movies for free. You don't get into the amusement park for free.
Strip clubs.
You don't get a strip club for free. This is entertainment and joy. So pay for it.
Tell them. Well, Miss J, you know, it's always a pleasure having you. You're back on. And we're going to have you on again and again. And we can't wait to hear how the trip went. We got to hear how all these shows went, because you got a lot ahead of you. And DWG, it was great having you on for the first time. Definitely want you back on.
Thanks for having her when I asked.
like I said, when you emailed me, I was like, why are you even asking me? Should you were like, oh, is it okay? Like if I bring my friend on, I'm like, you just tell me when to show up. Like, why would you? Of course. Two Yay. MILFs, one pod. That's the best.
Appreciate it. You're so fun and so easy to talk to. Yeah. I really enjoy it.
Thank you. So to the audience, you know where to find us. Gritty Knows Best on Instagram. You can go to the Gritty Knows Best YouTube. Check out the GKB clips. We love you. See you next time. Peace and love.
Thank you. Bye, Gritty.